This is episode number 33 of the WordPress Authority Show with one-star authority site owner, Di Manuel of DiManuel.com.
Today's show is WordPress Authority Business Builder, where we discuss the basic building blocks used by WordPress Authority website owners. For more information on the show formats and for other shows in this season and series, make sure to check out wpauthorities.com/shows.
What is an authority site?
So when I think of an authority website,
I think of the place that people go when they want to learn from the best. I think of where the credibility lies.
You will respect my authority.
Hey, I hope you're having a great day wherever you happen to be in the world today. Thanks so much for spending some quality time with me. I'm Trevor Turnbull, your host of the WordPress Authority Show, where we cut through the noise and dial into the signal each and every day, featuring a WordPress authority site owner. And today that is none other than Di Manuel of DiManuel.com. And during this episode, Di admits that he's a non-techie, like I'm sure many of you out there are as well. But he talks about how he's used the University of YouTube to educate himself, and he gives you a few tips on how you can do the same. We also discuss how he's been able to build an online property that complements and benefits his offline business of selling fitness equipment. And even though some of his most popular content is ultimately informing his audience of why they should not buy expensive fitness equipment, it's actually been benefiting his offline business of selling fitness equipment. Strange, I know, but Di fills us in on exactly why this is. And we also talk with Di about why he believes authenticity and trust are critical to building an authority online. And no matter what topic you choose to build your authority website around, these two components are absolutely critical. All right, so let's get into the show right after this message.
Are you a WordPress authority subscriber? Don't miss your shot to claim your authority. Subscribe to our email list at wpauthorities.com.
Question for you. What's your problem? Seriously though, I'm not mad. I'm just saying that we're here to find solutions to your biggest problems in your own WordPress authority website business. How would you like a coach to review your site, to recommend solutions, and even implement them for you on the spot? We're giving away a free report, action guide, and a 15-minute coaching session delivered by a Google Hangout or Skype to a lucky WordPress Authority show listener. To qualify, simply go to iTunes, find the WordPress Authority show, subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, and hopefully a 5-star review, and then most importantly, post your biggest problem at wpauthorities.com/coaching.
And now it's time for the WordPress Authority Show, where this statement is false.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the WordPress Authorities Podcast, where we show you how to model the masters of WordPress publishing to create, grow, and monetize your own authority website. Today's show is the Business Builder. Let's get right into it.
Hey there, how's it going? It is Trevor Turnbull here for WordPress Authorities, and welcome to the podcast. I have a great guest here today, Di Manuel. How you doing, Di?
I'm doing well, Trevor. How about you, my man?
Awesome. Doing great. Really appreciate you doing this here with me today. We're going to talk to you all about your WordPress website and everything that you're doing to manage it and scale it and monetize it and everything in between. So really looking forward to having this chat with you.
Sounds great.
Excellent. All right. So let's just get right into it here. Obviously, you know, with our podcast and our website and everything, it's called the WordPress Authorities the WordPress Authorities Podcast. There's a major focus on WordPress. So we got to get right into the heart of that question, which is WordPress is obviously the platform that you've used to build your website, which is DiManuel.com. The moose is loose is also the tagline you're using for that. That's kind of your shtick there for the blog, which is an awesome thing. I love that. Maybe you can explain to everybody what that's all about too. But the first question I have for you is around WordPress. Why did you decide to use WordPress as your content management system?
You know, when I started blogging back in 08, it was sort of when I started delving into social media as a whole, you know, like got the invites to the Facebook and to the Twitter and everything else out there, and started, you know, just participating in conversations online. I started, you know, in my industry, being in the health industry and being a health pro for nearly 17 years now, I've had a lot of questions fired at me. And I see a lot of the same questions people have and concerns when it comes to their health, their fitness, their wellness. So I found that a blog was one, a way for me to hold myself accountable, but two, an easy way to address those questions and literally provide people. When I start getting repeat questions, it's like, hey, here you go. I actually wrote a post about that and I can send them a link. Right. And so I just found that it was an easy way to communicate. But I looked around. I didn't know a lot about blogging back then. And I did look at a few of the other platforms. But in some of the people that I talked to, and it's one thing about being online, you can shoot a tweet, you can put a Facebook post up, you can connect with people that know that area. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. And it seemed everybody just recommended WordPress as the go-to. So I started delving into that. And I chose WordPress right from the get-go. I'm like, I know I've had some friends that have started in other platforms and then, you know, transitioned over to WordPress over mm-hmm. time. But for myself, I just started with it.
So in a general sense then too, would you say that you enjoy using it, or is it frustrating at times? Is there a love relationship, a love-hate relationship?
Well, definitely there's been some moments, because I'm not a techie, okay? I don't come from IT. I don't know coding. Yeah. I like to think that I can plug and play with the best of them. but we all know, you know, there's occasionally times when there's glitches or one, you know, widget doesn't talk to another one. Again, I've been able to network with some people. Fortunately, I know health and fitness really well. I know 100% without a doubt, I can get people fit. And, I know there's a lot of people out there in the IT industry that sit behind a computer all day long. Yeah. So we can do some exchange of expertise there, which I've been fortunate to do with some people that know that. And, at times I've had people go in and tweak some coding But for the most part, you know, University of YouTube is fantastic for
no doubt.
Finding information. And like the site you're building right now, you know, there's lots of great resources online that will tell you how to fix things and forums. And man, if you're willing to take the time to search out the answers, you can find them.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. Yeah. So you mentioned that your niche is in the health and wellness area. And, you know, that's actually how we got introduced, through some mutual friends, of course. And I had asked you some advice on a CrossFit gym to go to. And next thing you know, here we are talking about this, but, it's been great watching you, your site evolve too, and just your voice and the authority that you're building in your space. And the term authority, I guess, is one that's kind of being thrown around right now, just because, you know, Google is implementing their whole authorship right now, and there's still a lot of unknowns to it. And, you know, maybe you may or may not even know about it, but I just wanted to ask you the question about, like, what, when you hear the term authority as a term for a website, like an authority website, what comes to mind to you? Like, what is deemed an authority website in your eyes?
Well, you know, I look at content, but also you put in the content in context. And I think when you start to look at people's backgrounds and where they're coming from a historical standpoint, like, is it an industry that they've worked in for a long time? Do they have a lot of experience within it? I do see sites that get they pop up, and there's people that are fairly new to a new venture and a new career path, and they start dabbling it. But like anything, when you look at, you know, compound effect or how many hours does it take to become an expert in anything? I look at your traditional 9-to-5 positions out there. If you're working 9-to-5 in a career, you know, 5 years to reach a level of expertise at full time, that's with the 10,000 hour mark. To become a master, we're talking about 20,000 hours. That's potentially 10 years of experience.
Yeah.
I do recognize that there's accelerated learning today, especially in the IT world. I mean, gosh, there's new stuff coming out. I can't keep up with any of it. Okay. I try to, but, you know, it's tough. So when I look at authority, I honestly feel that it's people that have a lot of experience and expertise in that field that they are working within. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes it's difficult to find legit authority. I think some people might have big followings and might have a lot of clout, so to speak, or cred. And what does that mean? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, is it it's a number, but do they have the experience behind that to back it?
Yeah, yeah. So would you say that when you started your site, did you have that mindset that, like, I want to create the authority site on health and wellness, or?
Hell no.
Just figure it out as you go.
Well, because I also use it early on. It was, if you go back to my early post, it was definitely based on me discovering CrossFit and that new modality to me for training. I mean, strength and conditioning is one thing, but it was something new to me. It was challenging me in a way that I hadn't been challenged before in the fitness industry.
Yeah.
So I also used it as a tool to track my workouts. Mm. And it was really an accountability tool. I found it easier to update a blog post daily than to write in a journal and do that whole journaling aspect. I've just never been someone that's gone into journals. I would start it, you know, and then a week later I'm doing something else. And but I found by throwing it out there, it was just a greater sense of accountability. And did I have any idea that people would actually start to read it and all that? No. I had no idea. And it's definitely morphed into a lot more than what I saw, you know, started out with it. But it's been a fun process, I'll tell you that. And it's still really fun today. It gives me a lot of enjoyment.
Yeah. Well, I think that's maybe one of the benefits of WordPress in general, and just the, you know, the flexibility of being able to just start something without thinking about what it's going to be in the end, right? And being able to adjust as you go along too. So
definitely.
Yeah. So the, all right. So then, you know, with that in mind too, I guess, you know, if you just started out with it in the, with the sense of, you know, as a journaling tool and something to kind of just keep you accountable and to, you know, let, or, you know, start to build an audience, maybe if you, you know, initially thought that you might, nobody would ever listen, but who knows, right? You don't know until you put it out there. How did you look at this from a business standpoint, or did you, you know, like, is it, did you look at it as like, okay, this could potentially be a piece of my business or a business in itself, because really it is, you know, it's its own business online. Did you look at it that way when you first started out?
Well, admittedly, yes. So, I mean, I did recognize that there was a lot of people out there that make significant incomes in, well, not only affiliate marketing, but the creation of e-products and just online products, period. You know, there's also pay for membership sites. There is a massive world of opportunity out there, which I really was quite foreign to, because I come from a retail background. That's my primary business. It's what I do. I'm a partner in a Western Canadian based chain of stores called Fitness Town. Yeah. And so I operate brick and mortar businesses. You know, it's a hard good I'm selling. I'm selling accessories, fitness products. So when I started delving online, honestly, I saw it as a way to expand my networks, not be so restricted geographically speaking to just Western Canadian provinces. Mm-hmm. I saw it as an opportunity to build a network that was a lot larger than what I was accustomed to. But I knew with that I could build expertise and at least a perceived expertise. Yeah. I like to believe that I have the skill set to back it. I've been in the industry a long time.
Yeah.
But I saw it as an opportunity to really, I mean, searching for the words right now, but it was definitely a way to build an audience and, an expertise that, I think in my field at the time, there wasn't a lot of people doing it. Mm. And I still find that today there's not a lot of people in my industry that are active in social media to the extent that I am.
Yeah.
And I saw it as an opportunity to build a voice, but to try to numb out a lot of the noise that's out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I find there's a lot of misinformation, and just saw it as a great opportunity to connect with other people that were into things that I was into, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Reach a new audience and, yeah. and have some central place to actually send them to.
Yeah. And it definitely, there's the cloud aspect. Like it's raised me to a different level in my industry, period. But also it's opened up a lot of other opportunities within my industry that quite frankly wouldn't have been there otherwise. Just based on now people know who I am and people do seek me out to do various things in the real world, yeah. you know, IRL in real life. I just learned what that meant. I had no idea what that acronym was.
Someone hey, you just taught that one to me because I had no idea that that's what it meant.
Every once in a while, I get this hashtag IRL. I'm like, what the hell is IRL? I don't understand. I had to go to my kids.
Ah, there you go. Yeah.
And they're like, in real life, Dad. I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. You
nice.
Know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I saw everything as an opportunity to for building that real life experience and my true business. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It totally makes sense. Absolutely. And do you find, you know, as I said, I've kind of watched over the last couple of years in knowing who you are and seeing everything that you're doing online evolve too. Was there any particular moment or any, you know, moment in time where you saw like a quantum leap in the business side of your online business?
Sure. Yeah, there definitely was. I mean, I had a couple blog posts get stumbled. Hmm. And like I was used to, you know, a few hundred hits a day. Oh, hey, my mom and dad read that post. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, it was like 20, 30,000 hits in a day or 2 day span. And all of a sudden there was my links were getting shared. It was a blog post that I wrote about different workouts you could do that were body weight based, you know, non-equipment based.
Yeah.
And you got to realize, I mean, it's pretty, it was to the chagrin of my business partner because we've been in, you know, we sell fitness equipment, man, yeah. and accessories in your
ass, but
promoting the benefits of working without equipment. I'm a strong believer that that's the foundation you need.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't know how to use your body's piece of equipment, quite frankly, it's only a matter of time before you run out of ideas and create a bunch of excuses for yourself not to do it. So,
yeah.
But that's a personal philosophy.
Yeah. So yeah.
Back to what we're talking about, you know, I do blog about a lot of aspects of that philosophy. You'll see it resonates in a lot of my posts and guest posts I do.
Yeah.
And, definitely that was a few years ago, a couple of years ago. And ever since then, yeah, the site traffic's, it's gotten a lot more traction. Mm-hmm. Based on the fact that there's a lot of people that have shared a lot of my links. That post still continuously is one of my top viewed posts on a daily basis. And that's where I really saw things change. That's where I started thinking, well, I've got to start capturing some contacts here.
Yeah.
You know, and as they say in the affiliate world, capture some leads. And because I wasn't doing that before.
Yeah.
And I realize that there's power in numbers and if you have an audience that trusts your opinion, there's opportunity there as long as you're, you know, I operate in a very ethical way and I don't ever promote products that I don't personally use myself. And fortunately for me, I've got another career, which provides me with an income. And so I can be very selective also with the brands that I work with.
Right.
And, so definitely a couple of years ago when it was like literally overnight, things changed.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And I guess in what you just said there too, about, you know, being selective about the types of things that you write about and endorse and all that, that I think that probably speaks that back to the idea of authority again too, right? You're actually speaking from an authentic voice and one where you know, tried, tested and true, know exactly what you're telling people about.
Yeah. I believe, when it comes to social media, like I'm a strong believer that, and people ask me, well, what should I do? How do I get involved in social media? Where do I start? And I'm like, just open up a Facebook account, open up a Twitter, you know, start talking or listening in on conversations and connecting with people. But for myself, I've always been very transparent in my social media. I've never pretended to be something that I'm not. And my opinion stays true. And you'll notice, like, I let anybody check out my Facebook wall. They can see my tweets and my Instagram. And, like, I don't block anything.
Yeah.
I'm there. That's my voice. And you like it, you like it. If it resonates with you, it resonates with you. If it doesn't, well, hey, fair enough.
Yeah.
But I keep the messaging very positive. There's no negative talk there. And, hey, man, And I'll leave that to the news stations and the newspapers.
There's enough of that in the world, isn't there?
There is, you know, I don't need to add to that pile. So,
yeah.
But I definitely keep true to my voice.
Nice. So if you had, you know, speaking of the idea of, starting and not really knowing which direction the person's going in and then seeing some success from a traffic standpoint and realizing you need to capture the leads, if you had to start over again, so you had the do-over button, is there anything that you would do differently with your whole content, website, business, the whole online world?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because it's been organic for me right from the get-go. I haven't done any paid marketing. I haven't hired like SEO experts or any of that. I've just tried to network with people and say, hey, could you mind looking at my back end for a second? Tell me where I can make some tweaks. Now knowing what I know, I am working on a new site right now with my family, and I'm not looking at it as a business, but more, I mean, it might turn into something later, but definitely setting up the framework in such a way that it's very easy for people to share information. I think when I first started out, my blog was cumbersome. Finding information wasn't easy. I think if you talk to anybody that does a lot of blogging, they'll always say that they're not happy with their blog. I still feel that there's lots of things I got to change with mine, but it's okay right now. It works.
Yeah.
But it's making it easy for people to find the information that's relevant to them.
Yeah.
And I think keeping that front of mind starting this new venture, it's definitely going to allow us the opportunity to scale it as the traffic increases, you know. And definitely I wish I could have captured like those days where I was having those massive hits, and I see tons of missed opportunity there, because there were people that I could have stayed in contact with, and even that blog post today, I completely tweaked it out and updated it.
Yeah.
And it converts me very well. I get a lot of lead generation from that.
Right.
So definitely all that being said, setting up the framework right from the get-go, creating a good solid foundation, I think is essential if you're starting out, if you're thinking about business opportunity later.
Yeah.
If you're just doing it to write and to be, you know, just have some creative, artistic outlet, then just write, man. Yeah. people will find it and let it go from there.
Well, I think that's some good insight actually to offer too, because a lot of times I think people get paralyzed by the thought of like the big vision of what they're trying to do, and they don't actually just do.
Yes. Know? Yes.
That's probably.
And you know what? I honestly feel that just good content, if you're giving people good information, like I write about stuff that I'm interested in, you know, when people pitch to do a guest post to me on my site, I'm selective about what I print, but yeah. I'm like, do I find that interesting? Do I think the people that subscribe to my blog and to my newsletters and that I communicate with through social feeds, are they going to be interested in this? And I think by having that sort of temperature check, it just makes everything run smoother.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Thanks so much for sharing your time with us here today. Now, please tell me, I'm dying to know, did you enjoy the podcast? Did you get clarity on your biggest challenge, obstacle, or problem that you're currently facing in your own WordPress authority business? If so, then don't miss out on the chance to win a coaching review. Just head over to iTunes, subscribe, leave a comment, and then head back to wpauthorities.com/coaching to tell us your pain in the ass. And we'll make sure that we play doctor for you. Make sure to subscribe via iTunes or head over to our website, wpauthorities.com, and subscribe via email.
Until next time,
you will respect my authority.